Best Hashem is welcome. We begin Perek Shleisha, also the 13th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Mes, the laws of Tumah from a dead person, the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. Where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding that which is a chatzitza, continuing the theme of the previous Perakim, separates, and that which brings a halach of Tumah, which is this halach of oil that we're discussing. Which the Rambam begins halach off regarding that the halach of oil is no matter how it's made. Kol tefach al tefach. Brum tefach, any area that's a tefach by tefach, with a height of a tefach, kar oil is called a canopy. K'mishran, like we explained in the previous parak, halach alf. And therefore, v'chaitz b'fnei tumah, it separates in front of tumah, or maybe as a tumah, it also brings tumah. Bin shasu'u lahail, whether it was made to be leaning over something, and bin shasu'u whether it's made by itself. Even if it wasn't man-made, it's going to do these two functions. It's going to bring tumah what's beneath it, and so it's going to separate from tumah on the other side. Ketzer, how so? So echad chor shecharu mayim, whether it's a canal that was caved out, that was carved out by water, or shrotzim, or by vermin, or shachalatu malachas, or if salt ate up the ground, or shatzava avon maikairis, or let's say someone just piled up stones or beams, v'nas ben chalol tefach, and it made inside that whole pile an airspace of a tefach, it is oil, it's going to have the loch of oil, maybe v'chaitzitz, and it brings tum and it separates from tum. Now, in the loch of beis, Ram qualifies what's the loch regarding shaky oil. But midrumum, when do we say this halacha is b'shahoya oil chazak abari? If the tent, if the canopy was strong and sturdy, aval oil ru'ua, but if it's a shaky canopy, then it does not bring tumah, vein chid b'fnei tumah min atari, and biblically, it neither separates from the tumah. Aval every seifrim, but from rabbinic law, we are stringent, maybe it brings the tumah, but vein chid does not separate from the tumah. So ketzer haso. So sridigi alane, so the branches of trees, hasoich mal arts, which are hanging over the ground. They're what's called as overhangs, or vavan hayitzis min agoder, or regarding stones that are sticking out of a wall. Hasoiches al ort that hangs over the ground. That's called proys, which are the protrusions. If they could withstand medium grade roof, they would still stand. So they're sturdy. So biblically, they bring and they interpose from tumah. But then ain't in the kabel maziv benis. But if they're not fit to carry a medium grade roof, rather they will collapse. So they're considered ruua. Hadayim mavim and devarim. So they only bring the tumah rabbinically, but vein mechitzim they will not interpose from the tumah. And anything that's similar to this. Now in halacha gimel continues with a series of different things that are whether there may be and chaitzitz in this halacha regarding things that will bring tumah and will be chaitzitz from tumah. So el mavim chaitzitz. These are things that will bring tumah as oil and also separate. Kli etz haboba midah, an oversized wooden vessel. It's not considered as a vessel because it's oversized. It's stationary. It's considered like an oil. V'chein kli avonim, so too stoneware, kli glolim, dungware, kli adama, or even earth vessels, which even though these are vessels generally are not makabel tumah even, but haboba midah, but if they're oversized, they're large, so they're considered not as a kli, but rather as oil. So too pshut kli ayr, regarding flat leather vessels, v'yiriyah, and curtains, v'sadin, and sheets, umapitz, which is a cloth that's made out of a rubber type, umachtzeles, which is like a sheet made out of reeds or straw, shenasuim aholim, that they're made as canopies. So once they're made like an oil spread out, so it loses its status as a kli and becomes like an oil. And therefore, again, they bring in the chaitzis from tumah. Behemoth sechayis, domestic or wild animals, bein tmeis, bein tairis, whether if they're impure or pure. But vuhu, that is as long as shi yadrish zu, bein ragli zu, as long as the head of one is between the legs of the other one, and therefore v'hayikul and dvukas, they're all attached one to the other, like a canopy. Or v'ha'if shashachan, of a bird that was resting, v'ha'chaitet bashibalm, if someone digs out in a pile of grain, makam lakotno, an area for a child, ha'tzil min ha'shemesh, that protect him like a canopy from the sun. Or v'ha'chalim, shein mukhsharm, kadesh li'itamo, or let's say food items that were never made susceptible for tumah so that they shouldn't become tummy. Or yudokis ha'meskayim b'moysacham v'akshom, regarding vegetables that last throughout the summer and the winter seasons. Harem ki'ilonis, they're like trees, umavim v'chaitzim, and they could bring tumah, and they could separate all these items and separate from tumah. Ve'eluhim, and what type of vegetables are those that are like trees, which are last throughout the summer and the winter? Ve'eluhim, and they are ha'eros, mint, v'akislim, and bindweed, v'yarkus chamar, and the wild gourd, u'delas yivanis, and the Greek squash. And v'chein aschachas v'apereis, which we mentioned previously, regarding the branches that stick out, or the bricks that stick out from the building, v'azizin v'aguzudais, which these are stones or wood that stick out of a wall of a house, which at the end is an addition, which when the addition is going upwards is called a ziz, when it's going downwards it's called a gezura. Vashevaches and dovkats, vahashkifin, and regarding additions of the mountains which protrude in the middle of the height, vasloim, which is a stone that comes out of a wall, vanachirim, which are additions of a wall that come out towards the ground, vanachirim, which these are the rocky parts of mountains on the top of mountains. Vanachirim is actually the additions of the walls that stick out towards the grounds. Vasloim is the stones that come out of the wall. Vanachirim is the additions of the wall that come out towards the ground. Vashanonin is the rocky parts of the mountain on the top of the mountain. So kol eilu mevin v'chetzim, all these things are considered as regal oil. We said whether they're man-made or not man-made, they bring tumah and they separate. Halacha dalad, we continue with things that bring tumah but will not be chetzis from tumah. Ve'ilu mevim alechetzim, these are things that will bring the tumah, will not interpose. Ha'adam, regarding a human being, as we mentioned, who kli'etz she'in boim b'mida, regarding wooden vessels that are not oversized, memnei she'im kakol ha'kelim ustam, so they're like all vessels which the makabel tumah, u'pshuti kli'ar, and flat leather vessels, v'yiriya, and curtains, v'sodin, and sheets, u'mapitz, u'machtzelis, regarding these rubber or reed mats, she'ein asur ma'alam, this is on all those cases, where we spoke about them when they were spread out like a tent, hidden, not made like a tent, elam etuchim v'vad, they're just stretched out, but v'elam shipur, there's no angle, v'enshem k'sam, there's no walls, u'behemah v'chay shemesu, and regarding domestic and wild animals, but they're dead, or v'achim t'meim imuchshem, or food items, but are tummy or susceptible to tumah. And the reason why all these have this unique halacha of mevim alechetzin is shedaver tummy, because all these things are things that become tummy. Then in the chetzis, therefore, then they cannot interpose from tumah. So therefore, these things can bring tumah, but they will not be chetzis. Emrechem shel yad, a handmill, shadehi b'chlag klei avon, which is included in the stoneware, where kolel mevim v'in chetzin, all these things, which we said a klei avonim that are not oversized. So all these things could bring tumah, but they cannot go ahead and interpose some tumah. Halacha hei continues regarding things that don't bring tumah and are not chaytzes of tumah. Ve'ilu le'mevim lechetz, the following things don't bring and neither do they separate from tumah. Hazroim, seeds, vayirokis, and vegetables that hamachabaron lekarka, that attached to the ground. Chutz min arba yirokos shemenin, except for the four vegetables that we mentioned, that the mint and all those things that have different halachas. Ve'kipis abarad, a mound of hail, vashelig, and of snow, vakfar, and of sleet, vaglid, and of ice, vamelech, and salt, or vadulig mimokum lokum, someone jumps from place to place, vakuvis mimokum lamokum, or he skips from place to place, vakuvis mimokum lokum, he jumps from place to place, or va'if aperech, or a flying bird, vatalis hamanaf nefes, or a cloak that's flying in the air, v'sfina sheshotel b'nei mayim, or boat that's sailing on the surface of the water. All these things, anything that's beneath it, will not bring the tumah for anything else that's beneath it, and neither will be chaytzis. Because although it's leaning over it, in oil miskayim, it's not considered permanent oil that lasts. All these things are things that are not permanent things that last, and therefore they don't have a halach of oil at all. Halach of vav. Now, kosher has a sfina, but let's say you tie down the boat. But davash yoch lamid was something that you could hold it down with. Or kavash knaf atalas bevno. Let's say the cloak that was flying in the wind, you press down the corner of the cloak with a stone. Oh, harizim avias tumah. Then it can bring tumah because it's something that could be miskayim. Halacha zayin neser a board shu tzafa b'nei mayim that's floating on the surface of the water. But tumah tachat tzida echad, there's tumah beneath one end of it. So hariya kinam shu tachat tzida sheni tarim, the vessels that are beneath the other side are going to be tar. Shu kavar ba'an, because we already explained shasvin hashata in mevi'at tumah, that a boat that's floating doesn't bring tumah. So to a board doesn't bring it when it's floating on the water. Halacha Ches concludes regarding things that are chaytzitz but don't bring tumah. So elu chaytzim lemevin, these things will interpose from tumah but will not bring the tumah. And they are meseches perusa, regarding a mat that's spread out, and the chavila mita, and the ropes that are woven into the bed frame to put on the mattress, and that there's an ear space that's between every single rope. Vamashpelis, which are woven baskets that take out the fertilizer with. Vasadigar shabichalinis, and the lattice shades that are in the windows. Now, ketzer nemchetzim, how are they interposing? How do they separate? Shemhoi chalon bin shnei bottom. So if there's a window between two houses, vatumah babayis echad, and the tumah is in one house, vayechad me'ilam atuch bachalinis, so somehow one of these items that we mentioned was stretched out in the window and closing up the window, Ava b'shesh b'neim ava, although it has between them airspace, harei l'chaitzin, it will be a chatzitza, and hence, b'li tekanas tumul b'yisheni, the tumul will not go into the other apartment. But v'hu, as long as shalei yishem b'srigas elo, as long as you don't have in these threads, or be'ena mishpelis, or in the holes of these baskets, or be'en chevel l'chevel, between each one of these ropes on the beds, as long as you don't have pesach tefach, a gap of a tefach. If we have a gap of a tefach, then tuma would go in it, like we can explain in the next parak. So these are things that are chaitzitz. They're not oil, so they don't bring tuma, but they are chaitzitz if you put it by the window, and therefore they're chaitzim limavim.